Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 30th of November 2025, last day of November. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. Well, end of a weekend. I hope you've been busy on your allotment or your kitchen gun. It's certainly been one for me. I've been doing quite a few things this weekend, actually. Obviously, we've taken the mother-in-law to care home, which hopefully she's going to get the best round-the-clock care that we could get her. Sad times, of course, and it's makes you aware of what happens as you get older, these things that may become a problem. Anyway, that's beyond the point. We're not going to be down. I've been down the allotment for a brief amount of time, had a bit of a tidy up, sorted a few things out, and I've been doing things here at home, pruning the grapes and things like that. Been pretty busy. It's been pretty busy. I've got to say, the allotment and the kitchen garden has been a great stress reliever for me. I've been able to really go out, visit things when I need to, and just give myself 5 minutes out in the garden to recover and recoup. Good things. Good things. Now, it is a Sunday, but we don't have any seeds to sow because we've come to the end of this month's seeds. But in the letter... No, that's not right. In the postbox, on the way to you as we speak, is this month's seed pack. And we've got a great collection of seeds that I've sent out for you, including parsley, chilli, we've got spring onions, we've got normal onions, we've got mizuna, and we have got lettuce. Bit of a mix going on there. One that I'm sure you will agree. Most of this is for growing indoors, I'll be honest with you. And it's just the way it is in December. It's a bit of a tricky month to really get any seeds sown. But like I always say, one of the things that we sow these seeds now is so that we are ahead of ourselves. Things like onions, we can sow them now. We've got them growing so that we can make room in our heater propagators next month when stuff really kicks off. Same with chilies, get a good head start and things like that that really give us the opportunity to get a head start. One of the things I've noticed, and I've been sitting here as I often do over the weekend, working things out, and when I'm counting seeds, I put YouTube on and I'm watching what's going on in YouTube. But one of the things that I've been looking at is creating an area of seed saving. Now, one of the things I noticed is that one of the packets of seeds that I buy in bulk, and I noticed that about 3 years ago, I got twice as much seeds for a fractionally less of the cost. And I know shrinkflation is a thing. There is things getting more and more expensive, but it's made me wonder, why can't we do more to try and tackle the cost of inflation? Why can't we do more to tackle the cost of living? This is something I'm keen to push on the Veg Grower podcast. We need to be growing our own food to tackle the cost of living. But that also means we need to think about sustainability. And that means, how can we make our own compost? How can we save our own seed? How can we save our own water? Just being more and more self-sustainable is a good, good thing in my eyes. Especially in the vegetable garden, especially when we are growing our own food. We all aspire, I think anyway, to be more self-sufficient, to be live the good life is probably the right way. And there is such a multifaceted route for this. We've got to look at so many different things of how we can be more and more self-sufficient. And for me, seed saving is one of those ways. So I've been saving some of my chili seeds. We've saved beans and pea seeds in the past. We've seen a good wide range of seeds that we could be sowing again. But what I want to find out is, how many do we need to save? How many plants do we need to sacrifice to save the seeds? Things like onions, how many seeds will we get from one onion? Do we need to have companion plants or other plants to act as the germination as well? Do we need, I don't know. There's a lot of things going on in my mind, and this is going to be the thing I'm looking at a lot in 2026, creating a seed-saving paradise and incorporating that into the garden and into our allotment. If anyone has saved any seed, then please do let me know. Now, Sunday, I have been incorporating a little thing into the Sunday Night Podcast, which is all about setting a challenge or a task for you to do throughout the week. Last week, it was to do some containers that you could use for microgreens and things like that. As always, had a lovely response from some of you, seemed to get a great idea of what can be done. What are we going to do this week? Well, this all comes back from what I was talking about seed saving. And it's my challenge for this week that I'm going to set for you is what seeds have you saved this year, or what seeds have you saved in the past that you could share with me? Quite an easy task to do this week. Just I'm sure you've all got it. Just got to send it in via email. And are you successful at saving seeds? I'm sure many of you are. Now, I'm going to wrap this one up a little bit short. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. And I just need my bed. But I will be back with the main podcast tomorrow, which is half edited, so should be out pretty prompt tomorrow. And I will be back, of course, on Thursday with Thursday might be a bit of a problem, actually. I'm hoping I'm going to get it recorded early, but I'm off for my works event. So hopefully I'll get it ready for you early. If not, don't worry. Thursday's one is just, I may have to do Friday morning. I will do my best for you. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.